Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint. Your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Pinehurst number 2 looks spectacular. The Diamond Heels, not so much. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Rarely, if ever, has the state of North Carolina received national attention as it did for 8 hours on Sunday. The U.S. Championship of Professional Golf was on display from Pinehurst, followed by the UNC baseball team from the College World Series. The course management crew that allowed the historic Donald Ross layout to survive the blistering heat were as much the superstars as the golfers who delivered a classic return of the U.S. Open to the Sandhills. And on the 25th anniversary of the late Payne Stewart's dramatic win on number 2, one of his disciples beat the heat and the pressure to be the first American to hoist the Open trophy there since Stewart in 1999, 4 months before his tragic death in a plane crash. Down the stretch, it looked like Ireland's Rory McIlroy would keep that streak alive. 30-year-old Bryson DeChambeau was 5 when Stewart won and perished, but he heard about it from his father so much that he decided to attend the same college and play golf for SMU. When DeChambeau made a near-impossible up-and-down from a bunker 50 yards away on the final hole, he pointed to the sky to honor Stewart. McIlroy, the controversial but popular star, was trying to win his first major in 10 years and appeared to have it done with a 2-shot lead on the final holes of the back nine. But he missed 2 3-foot putts that he had not done this entire season so far. The tournament on NBC ended just as ESPN was showing the first pitch of the Carolina-Tennessee game in Omaha after both teams had rallied to win first-round walk-offs Friday in the NCAA Baseball Championship Tournament. The Volunteers are the number one team in the country and showed why. They have 177 home runs this season, 26 more than the second team in that stat category. They broke open a scoreless game with 2 blasts deep into the stands at expansive Schwab Field and sent the Tar Heels into a win-or-go-home game against Florida State Tuesday at 2 p.m. The winner faces top-seeded Tennessee on Wednesday at the same time. Besides Vance Honeycutt's 27th home run of the season, Carolina was neutered at the plate with 4 singles in the 6-1 defeat. UNC has looked like a very good offensive team all season, especially going 37-3 at Boschma Stadium, but only 11-12 out of Chapel Hill. The Volunteers sent up bigger, free-swinging batters and had 3 pitchers who shut down the Heels before and after Honeycutt's homer. The same day Carolina defeated Virginia 3-2 on Honeycutt's RBI, Florida State had 13 hits against Tennessee and led 11-8 going to the 9th inning before the Volunteers scored 4 runs to walk off the win. Carolina will have to recreate at least some of that Boschma magic to stay alive and play another day in Omaha. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.